Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you, Intimate Encounters, with your hosts, Ms. Toya, Taz, and Father Tom. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
What's happening, dude?
What's cracking, man? What do you do?
Shit, you know me, man. You know me. I'm on something real wild tonight, man. I'm on that. I'm gonna sit back. I'm gonna let you see what I'm on tonight. I'm on something to the left. I'm on my Jerry Springer tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear all the wildest, erotic, craziest situations you ever been put in. Dude, I'm trying to hear them all tonight. I want to have me some fun tonight. I see we lit up already. What's up? Who we got here? We got Wick. Wick, you here with me, dog?
What's good, my nigga? What's good?
I'm chilling. You know us networking and politicking like we always do about this time. Miss Candy, how you doing?
What's up?
What's the business? You know I was hoping you called, right?
Yeah.
Now, before we get it started, man, I need to know what my girl is.
Is she on there?
I don't know. Did she say she called in? Oh, okay. All right. Janae, what's up, baby?
Hey.
What's going down?
You waiting to Janine?
What'd you say?
I said, you waiting to Janine?
Walter, what's up, baby?
What's good, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey,
baby.
Hey, baby.
We on our Jerry Springer tonight. We trying to hit a wildest, erotic, craziest situations you ever been put in. Now, I really want to start with my girl Candy, but I see Sweetness ain't called in yet. I guess she ain't gonna give me the time of day to figure out what was going on. I need Sweetness to call in. I need her to call in ASAP.
Well, why don't you call her?
I don't know.
Hey man, is that damn chat room want to know how y'all do that?
Hold on. We got somebody to call us all in. Caller, who is this?
This is Sweetness.
Oh,
go.
There you go.
That's the person I wanted to talk to. Sweetness, what's up, baby?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, yesterday before the show went off, you know what I'm saying? Before the show went off, y'all kind of touched on something about that y'all best friend and y'all got the same baby daddy.
Mhm.
That's correct, right?
Yep, all day and all night.
Okay, all day, all night. All right, now check this out. I don't know who to ask first, so I guess I gotta ask, who was with him first?
Oh, wow.
this was a mutual thing right off the bat.
We shared him.
Oh, so y'all shared him from beginning to end. Y'all shared him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, all right, now I got to know did y'all just like, y'all seen this brother, y'all both was like, you know what, I want a piece of him. Y'all just said, fuck it. May the best woman win, or fuck it,
I guess both of us won for years, because he was going back and forth.
All right, so now I got to ask the question. I got to come straight out the gate with this. Now, you knew about her. She knew about you. Y'all was cool with that.
But he didn't know that we knew.
Oh, so damn. I guess no threesome jumped off then, huh?
to be real with you, baby daddy couldn't hang with no threesome.
That's why we had to do it separately.
I don't ever feel bad for putting him on blast, but he really couldn't.
Damn. Damn, that was kind of cold, now. Now, hold up.
I'm just being real. You got to
speak the truth.
I'm being real.
All right. I feel you on that. But, okay, so how many you got by him, Candy?
Two.
You got two by him. How many you got by them, Sweetness?
Three.
You got three, so y'all got a total of five kids. Now, come on, dude had to
our,
be doing something,
first,
right?
Our oldest one
is... older than because I just went down there.
Mine is... my daughter is June 13th, and her daughter is July 30th.
So he was hitting y'all around the same time. But y'all already
yeah.
knew. Y'all
That's
already
what we
knew
said.
About each other. Okay, so now, all right, now, hold up. Y'all got, come on now. Break this down for me. Y'all got to explain this to me. Y'all saying that y'all knew, but he didn't. So y'all plotted and planned on him? Y'all need some burrows.
Yeah, that's what's called.
I mean, no, I'm asking now. I'm just trying to see how this works.
I mean, he tried to, you know what I'm saying? He tried to think he was playing some type of game or whatever the case may be. But see, the thing about it is me and Candy, we grew up together. We've been knowing
right,
each other
right.
since we've been sitting in Pampers. So regardless of the point, that's still my girl. I still got her back regardless of the point. So toward the end, we always shared them. You know what I'm saying? But he tried to make it to the point to where sometimes me and Candy didn't speak to each other. But it never really worked. So when me and Candy did speak, we already knew he was fucking with both of us. She would get him one day, I'd get him the next day, or vice versa.
Wow. Hold up, man. I got to throw this out for y'all. That's some wild shit going on. Y'all have some... I mean, I ain't mad at the concept. I ain't mad at it at all. Shit, fuck it. I mean, but did y'all ever like... Yeah, I mean, you said he couldn't handle it. But did y'all ever talk about it like, you know what? We got to get this motherfucker in the room at the same time.
No, we tried that, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, now please explain, because I don't know too many men are going to walk away from
there ain't nothing to explain, because it wasn't even worth even talking about.
So the man, so he walked out? Maybe thought y'all was on some setup shit.
No.
So hold on, wait a minute. What y'all telling me is that this man... Y'all sitting there, I'm pretty sure two lovely women. Y'all sitting there straddled across the bed looking all sexy. And he walked out?
No, he
never did that, no.
No. He said he didn't get up.
She said he didn't get it up. He couldn't get it up. Is that what she said?
No, he didn't. He got it up. It's just, it wasn't working.
He just, he couldn't. He's the 3-minute man. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Thank God that he ate pussy because that's where it was fire at.
Wait a minute.
The whole thing about it is, he just, he could not hang with the threesome.
Y'all got 5 kids, Bob. That's messed up.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No, he ain't got, I ain't got 3 kids. She got 2. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
We're going to let the audience ask their questions, but we're going to get two audiences in first, right? We're going to let the audience ask their questions. All right, now. All right. So,
had to catch it wasn't as,
So where are you at now?
Jail, prison, something, I don't know.
Oh, so he in the vein, huh? So, I mean, let me ask, do all y'all kids look alike?
So these goddamn broads, they want to talk about dudes, but they got 5 kids by this motherfucker that got.
What's he saying? What he saying?
No, I don't know. But, I mean, do y'all kids look alike? I mean.
They resemble. Yeah.
Okay. So at all, there was never no animosity, not one time
no.
between
I never
y'all
had
at
no
all?
I've never had no animosity toward Candy. Never.
And I never had none with Sweetness.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean,
what
was it still? I mean, she grew up, you know, we grew up, she was, you know, born first and then I was born, but that's how we grew up. At birth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, words,
that's
let me
gotta continue.
All right, so let me ask. Let me ask, would y'all do that again?
Maybe we can get that going.
If y'all both seen the guy, y'all both seen. Y'all looked at him like, okay, he's kind of sexy. I'm feeling him. Y'all do
no,
that
I
again.
No, I really wasn't even that.
If we were going into that, then we would, yeah. But if it was something, you know, if it was somebody she wanted to be with or whatever, somebody I wanted to be with, we would back off, you know what I'm saying? But if we went in it at that time, at that time, you know, well, we won't go get this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Then we would, yeah.
Well, I just thought I'd throw it out that if me and Father Time, they are, you know, I mean, if you ever look in that direction, me and Father
and
Time.
And I mean, to be real, we could still have it that way if we wanted even to this, even to this day.
Right.
I'm pretty sure
all
you
we
could.
Gotta do is call him. So, I mean, it doesn't.
Well, no, you can't call him right now. He in a big
well,
house.
Well, no,
man.
Not right now, but I mean, eventually he going to get out. And who
awesome.
Do you think he's going to look up?
It's going to be you because I relocated.
He's going to look up the woman that he's going to be living with. But you
it's
going to
be you because I relocated.
Right. He's going to leave and say, nah, I got to deal with the shit. But I ain't on that shit. No, I'm straight. Me and Candy
okay.
Sherry.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, so now let me ask you. He
we exchange notes and everything.
So if he want to get with one of y'all like that, I mean, like just say he get out. You know, he say, well, Sweetness, I want to be with you.
No.
Would you let him come back?
Nope.
There's no coming back.
No, there's no coming back.
Did you fuck him again?
Nope.
You letting me put?
Nope.
Damn. He can't do nothing.
He can't do a damn. He can't ever really conversate with me.
Oh, okay. What about you, Candy?
No, I mean I would conversate with him, but that's as far as it's gonna go.
Okay. I mean I'm serious. Now, I mean because. I'm really, y'all, that's some wild shit. I mean, y'all just like, okay, y'all both knew. I mean, at no point in time when y'all was having these babies, he still didn't know y'all knew?
Well, yeah.
I mean, he knew, you know, he
I mean,
tried.
Right,
he tried to keep us apart so we wouldn't
right,
talk.
Right, exactly, so we wouldn't find out
anything. You can't keep somebody apart that
we
grew
knew.
Up together.
Right, but we already knew what was going on. He tried to hide everything. He wasn't dealing with no slow-ass female.
Right.
Okay.
He thought he was playing, but he was actually getting played.
Right. Like a deck of cards.
I gotta ask this now. How was he getting played when he got both of y'all?
And y'all stuck with the kids.
Right.
Well, I ain't worried about being stuck with no kids because that's
I know
the best
that's
thing
right.
that came out of the relationship. I'm
exactly.
not worried about that at all. I will raise mine. Shit, I ain't got
now,
no problem
saying,
with that.
I'm saying, how y'all feel that he was getting played? I'm just asking. I want to know. I mean,
he was taking care of both homes. You know what I'm
saying? Well, I mean, he was taking care of the kids, right? That's what he's supposed to do.
Exactly.
No, he wasn't taking care of the kids because he's the type
right, exactly.
if you don't want to mess with him,
kids,
he ain't
no,
going
to. Right, exactly. Kids. He's the type of man that he ain't going, he don't want shit to do with the kids if he ain't fucking the baby mama. I'm going to break
so
it on
another,
down there. That's
so
how baby
words,
daddy is.
So, in other words, for y'all to get something out of him, y'all had to drop some draws.
Yeah, but he came off
well, I mean, not me. Not me because there was something about me that he didn't trust.
Right, he didn't
so
trust
anything
me.
I asked for, I got. He didn't trust me at all. I was the one that gave him a run for his money. And
okay.
anything that I asked for, I got. You know what I'm saying? And when Shelly needed something for her kids, I was there for her
mm-hmm.
kids, not him. I'm
okay.
the one that forked up money for her and them kids, not him. Because the kids ain't got nothing to do with none of this. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The kids are still my kids as brothers and sisters, and they will talk until they can't talk no more, until their
mm-hmm.
last dying day. But they got to know each other. Because as many kids as he got, he's got to know each other. I mean, I can't help everybody else's baby mamas and shit don't want to talk to each other, but... You know, even his wife now, if she wouldn't be such a bitch and talk too much shit, then we would be able to talk to her, too. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no animosity toward any of his girls or wives or ex-wives or tricks or hoes or whatever the hell he's got. If you got kids by him, I'll talk to you because my kid needs to know your kid.
Okay, okay. Well, check this out. We're going to go to a song. We're going to come right back. And I'm pretty sure this is a song he probably sung to y'all many a time, so we'll be right back.
Whatever.
I have to be honest with you, baby. I lied when I told you I never wanted to see you again. Can you? Just for tonight, and maybe we can do something like make love. Watch the sunrise, or listen to JoJo, Casey, sing us a verse. Lock, baby. That's the monster, tell you. Oh, you feel so sexy, so good. Thank you.
welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another edition of the Jerry Springer / Sin City Show. Y'all who just tuned in, what we have is we have Sweetness and Candy, who both have kids by the same guy, and they say they playing him. Sweetness, Candy, y'all still with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, now, you know what y'all did? Y'all did go past my question, though, and I mean, I got to ask it again, because I'm pretty sure inquiring minds want to know, and I want to know, too, who had them first?
Why y'all well, straight down to the question?
I mean, we'll put it like this. We've had them together. It wasn't a first thing or a last thing.
Wait. Come on now. Y'all,
from the beginning to the end, they was all friends.
Yeah.
So, all
of us started out by hanging out. He was coming over, you know, and hanging out with, like, me and Candy's sister. You know what I'm saying? We all started out, you know, just hanging out, drinking, you know what I'm saying, kicking it.
Okay, who
that's how we
first?
All started out, you know. And then me and, you know, it just happened. I mean, it is what it is.
Okay. Yeah. So in other words, y'all just don't want to answer that question. But we don't move on.
There isn't a question.
I mean, I know when
because...
I had him. I can't say if Candy had him first or if I had him first because, I mean, I really don't know. Who's to say we both had him first?
Who kids the oldest?
Mine is the oldest.
By a month.
My oldest daughter, but I mean, it's only by like a month.
Oh, okay. So it's pretty much hard to tell which one of y'all fucked them first. Y'all just know y'all fucking them together.
Right.
That's what we're trying to tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, for y'all just tuned in, Sweetness and Candy, they got kids by the same guy and their childhood friends. And they say they're fine with it. I mean, that's a rare case. I've never really seen too many people that go through that that can actually still be friends. I mean, for y'all to just sit there and be friends with each other the way that y'all are, hey, that's some wild shit. But I'm gonna go to some of my people. I'm gonna start off with Janine. Janine.
Yeah.
All right, now. You heard the thing. You heard the situation between Candy,
mm-hmm.
Sweetness, and dude. I mean, what's your partake on this?
I do many of things. Would I just have been with somebody having kids and he just going back and forth having kids with other people? No. Mm-mm.
So that would have been a cutoff.
Could I have been friends with her? Yeah, I could have been friends, but he would have been gone a long time ago. Yeah, he would have been gone.
Okay. I mean, and that, like I said, that's a true testament to friendship. Cause that brother, what's up? How you feel about it? Could you do it?
I could, like Janine said, I could be friends with the baby mama and all that, but somebody got to cut the dick off. Either
dick off. What?
Either
whoa.
You get no. I'm not talking literally. Calm down, baby. Calm down. I'm saying I couldn't be having sex with you knowing that you going up and laying up with her the next day. I couldn't do that. I couldn't share that, no.
Okay. No, you got anything you want to ask, man?
Man, I tell you what,
we was all living in the same apartment. That'd be different.
If you had a baby with my baby's mama, we ain't friends. We ain't partners. We're bitter enemies. For real.
Well, now, hold on. In their defense, they said they both knew. They both went after them. I mean, now if me and you both, if we both knew, if we both went out the other, and we both started hitting it.
Dude, if, okay, I got a baby mama, you got a baby mama. If I had a baby with your baby's mama,
Now, we want to clarify this. We want to get this right. Sweetness, Candy, this is what y'all saying, right? Y'all met dude, y'all kicked it with him, y'all both was feeling him, so y'all both fucked around with him. It wasn't until later on that y'all both actually got pregnant, pretty much around the same time. Am I right?
Right.
So it wasn't like, so now look at it, dog. Look at it from the standpoint that they saying that. Yeah, they both knew they was fucking around with him.
I give you that. I will give you that. But after the second one, we got a problem. We got a motherfucking problem. Come on, dog. If I got one of your baby mamas pregnant, we're not
saying like our baby mamas. Now we talking about, all right. Well, I mean, it's physically impossible for this to happen, but I mean, I'm just saying, let's put it like this. We both fucking her. And she get pregnant. She say she don't know if it's mine or yours. So now for the next 9 months, me and you don't know. So are we gonna fall out?
No, we not.
Okay, is you gonna keep fucking her?
If it's my baby, yeah. If it's not, I'm
you don't know. For them 9 months, you don't know. That's your baby or not.
I'm saying afterwards. Okay, the baby.
No,
too.
I'm talking about those 9 months. Are you gonna keep fucking them? You gonna stop fucking them?
Probably not.
Okay, so then why stop?
After the baby's born, the baby is here. Okay, the baby's here. And you know, we go on Maury's, and you know, he'd be like, in the case of little Titiana, Father Perrin, you are the baby's father. Okay?
All right.
Now, that's right there.
Baby mama. All right, now she's your baby mama. I'm probably thanking God, but all right, now she's your baby mama. But those 9 months, we still won't fucking them.
That ain't the point. The point is, afterwards, after that baby's born, whoever ain't the daddy needs to step off.
Okay.
For the sake of the friendship. You know what I'm saying?
Now, really,
baby a year later, we got a motherfucking problem because she was my baby mama first.
But what if the pussy was just that good?
It don't matter. You follow the motherfucking rules.
I'm going to honor the code, man. But now you do know for them 9 months. So you know I've been fucking her them 9 months. Can you actually bring her around me?
I probably wouldn't.
Well, so I was going to be right here.
But still, even if she did come around, you know what I'm saying? You should give me that much respect not to even fuck with her like that. Now it's a respect thing. That's my baby's mama now.
But what if she suck chrome off her bumper, dog? What if she just that good that it's just like, I mean, I ain't been no backstabbing ass nigga. I'm telling you, hey, man, look, I love the way she do what she did.
It's a respect thing, dog.
All right, I feel you, dog. I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, bro. You
can have 10 baby mamas. I would never approach none of them.
But now I understand that and I respect that. And I thank you that you wouldn't. I wouldn't fuck with none of yours either. But see, like I'm saying, in their case, it was kind of different because he wasn't neither one of y'all men at the time, right?
No.
So let me ask you, did either one of y'all have any type of relationship with him?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as like, okay, that's my man, or y'all both just continue to just keep fucking him?
We just did what we started off doing.
Right, so nobody ever said, well, homeboy, my man.
I mean, he went, you know what I'm saying, he went around, this is my girl, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be, but, you know, he
you know, claimed his territory on each woman, but, I mean, it is what it is when it comes to us.
I'm going to tell you what he was saying. I'm going to tell you exactly.
I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
Okay, we got somebody. We got Prissy Girl. Prissy Girl, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Prissy Girl? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hi, Prissy Girl.
All right, I seen that you pressed one, so I assume you want to make a comment or something?
Well, I wanted to know why they were continuing to have sex with a man that only lasted 3 minutes.
Because his face was longer
right
than
question.
That.
Right. The head was fire.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it was an oral sex thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Now come on, he wasn't eating pussy that good that he pumped five babies in y'all.
Well, I mean, of course,
you know,
he did a very damn good job when it came to the head.
Is that Candy saying that?
No, that wasn't me.
Sweetness saying that.
All right, now hold on. Now we got to think about Sin City. We didn't ban all women from saying head. We can't be saying head on here now.
Well,
eat
the pussy then.
There you go. That sounds much better.
See, now I think that sounds nasty.
Well, I mean, when we hear head, we think about do you really want to? Who's pussy? What? Was that you to say that sounds nasty?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say?
I would rather not say.
So you just don't. Okay, well, oral pleasure. Is that better for you, Miss Prissy?
Thank you.
Okay,
whatever the case is.
I mean, so now they said it was oral pleasure that kept him coming back.
But how long did he do it? I mean, was it half an hour, 10 minutes, 5 minutes? For you to keep coming back? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
I wouldn't ever waste my time on somebody, you know, eating my pussy for 5 minutes. That wouldn't do nothing but piss me off.
Mm. So how long did it last? How long did he do it?
I mean, it made it
worth it for you to go ahead and have sex with
him. As long as we wanted it.
Yep.
Mm.
His neck got skinny.
Well, damn.
Okay, y'all, hold on for a second, y'all. My man said he got a comment. He been trying to get it in for the longest, so we gonna go ahead, dog. What's your comment, brother?
All right, this just go back to the same thing y'all was talking about earlier. All this stuff y'all was talking about. He a 3 minute man. He this and that. Y'all was still he pushed out. Between both of y'all, 5 babies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you steady dick, you know, you steady dogging them. Why you still
dogging? It only takes a second to make a baby.
But they don't make no
right.
difference. You came back for each one of them seconds, though.
We came back for the
Yeah,
neck.
You guys could have prevented
back.
That.
Each
neck.
One of them seconds, you came back. I know it didn't take that first second. Probably not that second. But each one of those seconds, you came back. But you're going to dog this man afterwards.
I mean, I was moving around. I mean, it wasn't just him. So, I mean, I was moving around.
That face didn't keep you there.
She wasn't kept, what she's saying. She wasn't a kept woman.
She was kept?
I was. I was not.
If he had
not.
Two by one and three by the other,
they
was kept for a minute.
No, he wasn't. That don't mean. Have you ever said
that? Okay.
Let's
go by months, then. Let's see what kept is called. Let's go by months. It takes 9 months to have a baby. Okay. That first baby here, so that's, I say 1 year. The next baby came. The next baby, if they 1 and 2? No, they ain't 1 and 2, are they?
So yeah,
no.
She was scouting.
You mean from the time they was born?
Yeah. They wanted two.
I mean, it
and
don't matter if it's 2, 12, 15, 20.
You're going away from
you know what I'm saying? It don't matter about all that. Maybe one woman thinks she's fly and the other woman doesn't.
I understand that.
To each their own. But like we said, we just keeping it real and telling you why we came and we have continued to mess with him.
I understand
that. That's why.
It don't matter. I like to get
who's what.
To whatever his name is to do because he was keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? He got his thing going on. I'm going to give kudos to him tonight. Well, y'all
you do what you
got
to do.
Yeah, he got it going on, but his ass was incarcerated.
Oh, that's why I'm going to give kudos
that
to
that motherfucker does not
tonight.
Got it going on.
He had to.
No,
he didn't. Did he pay any child support? So we was dealing with him.
Who's to say he wasn't the only one we was dealing with?
Okay, and y'all think y'all the only two?
Maybe he could get some fire.
If he was dealing with
next,
you,
oh, he
was
wasn't.
But we
were
trying
to tap
him.
Y'all not finna take my nigga's thunder.
I give him kudos tonight. Kudos, nigga.
Well, you do that.
When you lay down,
you do that.
Lights out, nigga. Kudos, nigga.
You do that.
You know what I'm saying? He did his thing. Y'all hating on him.
Wait,
we did ours too.
Wait, hold on. Calm down, man. Slow down, bro. Slow down. All right, now.
I got three baby daddies, not one. Okay? Shit. I got three baby daddies, not one, honey.
Okay.
He did not keep a bitch like me down. Trust me on that one. Shit.
That's not anything to be bragging about.
Yes, it is, because he didn't bring me down.
Three baby daddies?
My kids, I take care of mine, regardless to the point. I don't care who knows what. I take care of mine. We did what we did, and that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? He had some fire face, and that's what it was about. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
everybody has
right,
a right to their own
okay.
opinion.
Okay, y'all, check okay.
this
out.
Doesn't mean
it counts. We're gonna go into a song. We're gonna let everybody calm down. We'll be right back.
Maybe I bore you. No, my fault, 'cause I can't afford you. Baby, puppy, Daisy, it'll all be better for you. All I could do was love you. Baby, when I used to love you, we
what's going on? What's going on? All right, check this out now. I mean, granted, that was like some of that. Hey, Candy, Sweetness. Hey, I'd say y'all met him. Y'all did y'all thing with him. I ain't mad at you. Y'all get it in. Get it in as much as you can. Like I say, me and Father Time is always available. And we don't believe in having any more kids, so. All right, well, check this out.
I can't have one.
Huh?
I said, I can't have one.
As a matter of fact.
There you go.
Hold on, dog. This for you, dog, for that comment you just made. Because I'm done. I'm done.
All right, we got somebody new to the show. We got Prissy. We got Prissy Girl. Now, Prissy Girl, you said you had something that you wanted to share with us.
Well, I haven't had any sex in 8 years.
Woo!
You ain't had sex in 8 years?
Nope.
Wow. How old are you? Except if you don't mind me asking. 43. You ain't had sex in 8 years.
And she was
35. I mean, is it any particular reason that you just chose abstinence now?
Well, my husband died, and I just didn't want to be with anyone.
I'm sorry to hear that, but you still don't have no type of urges or anything?
Well, now I do. And I take
now
care
you
of
do?
It. Yes, I take care of it.
Yourself?
I take care of it, yes. I take care of myself. Yes.
Okay.
Because I just can't just go out and just have sex with someone just to have sex.
I understand that, but I mean, you ain't, in 8 years, you ain't met a guy that just like, well, yeah, I give him a little taste.
No.
How long were you guys married, if you don't mind me asking?
14 years.
Wow.
Well, that was a long time. I mean, I understand that you I mean, so do you even date now?
No.
You don't even date?
Nope.
Wow. I mean,
I'm trying to get back into it. I'm trying to get back into it.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you are trying to you just haven't met that right person yet.
Correct.
Right. Welcome to Sand City, baby. Welcome to Sand City. That's I think
8 years is a long ass time.
Are you curious
right.
about anything?
Am I?
Yes.
Am I curious about anything?
Yes.
Regarding.
Sex.
Well, I don't think she's a virgin. She just ain't had sex in 8 years.
No, she might be a virgin to women. She might be a virgin to, you know, being a freak. You know,
that butt is one smooth motherfucker. That ain't that butt is one smooth motherfucker. I'm sorry, brother. Your question was?
I'm not curious about anything as far as my sexuality is concerned. I'm well aware of who I am sexually.
Okay.
I just...
I don't take care of yourself.
Well, wait a minute. Prissy girl, I'm going to tell you what brother was thinking when you just said that.
Oh. You were bogus.
Now, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you. You was married for 14 years. You haven't had sex in 8. 14
right.
plus 8. So that's like 22 years. Now, was you a virgin when you met your husband?
No.
You're the only guy you ever been with?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Wow. 8 years, I mean, man, I know he's looking down on you like, yeah, that's my girl. That's my girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would be happy. You ain't giving up 8 years?
That's
the wrong thing.
So when you find somebody that you're attracted to, are you looking for it to go somewhere, or are you just looking to find a sexual partner?
No, it has to go somewhere. I can't just have a sexual partner. I just don't do that. Can't do that.
So do you think you'll feel a little nervous if you ever got put back in that situation?
Would I be nervous?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'd be nervous. I think he'd be in trouble.
Yeah, I was about to say he's gonna be in some serious damn trouble.
Exactly.
That's still a long time, my Lord have mercy. 8 years?
Mm-hmm. It really. I mean, you know, when you're not having sex, it's just it becomes part of your life. You just don't think about it, and you're not doing it, so it doesn't. It's not really. I don't miss. I didn't miss it.
You know what,
but
man?
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Can y'all imagine when she lays somebody down on the bed and they take your clothes off? I said, take your clothes off. He gonna be like, what? I could just hit her right now.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Now take them off, goddammit. Oh, I'm just teasing with you, Chrissy. I'm just teasing with you. We like to have fun on Sin City. That's all. I'm just teasing with you. But man, I know. I mean, okay, nah. We all adults here, so I mean, if I may ask, if I'm getting a little too personal, you could just tell me. But I mean, what type of gratification do you do for yourself?
What kind
of
what?
Toys.
No, I don't use any toys, but I just use my fingers.
Wow. Okay.
And I watch porno.
Porno and fingers.
Like to watch. Yep. I like to watch people.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, you say you like to watch people. So
mm-hmm.
Would you watch people live? Like if they was like in the room with you, would you watch them? But that's just a little too wild for you.
No, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
You would?
Mm-hmm. He's a voyeur. That's a voyeur.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm
Uh-oh.
A voyeur.
Yeah.
But the Spidey senses are tingling. As you can see, Butters are designated wild
mm-hmm.
child, so she will get you there. She will definitely get you there. All right, now I got to ask you, Dane. Janine, what's up, baby?
What's up?
Now, tonight, you know, tonight's thing is we need them wild, exotic, erotic, crazy situations you've been put in. Give me one. I know you got one.
Well, a friend of mine got me to talking to this guy that she knew from Memphis, Tennessee, who was in jail.
Okay.
I shouldn't tell this story. Okay. But, okay. So, he was cool. We didn't like each other like that. Well, I don't know if he liked, I don't know. I didn't like him like that. I'm going to just say that. I didn't like him like that, but he was cool as hell. We started to have this little agreement. Since I was out in the world, I was doing stuff for him. He was this big drug dealer, whatever. So he needed for me to come where he was to, he needed to talk to me about some stuff. But he was in a New Mexico prison. So
New Mexico.
He sent me. Yes. So he sent me money all the time. So he sent me the money to come. So I went down there. I stopped in Texas because he had wanted his brother to come with me. So I rode with his brother. Me and his brother was together for 3 days. So I slept with his brother.
Wow.
before
before we even got to the princess, okay? So, when I get to the prison, we talked business or whatever. We was, you know, playing around, joking, whatever. He asked me, could he taste my pussy? He wanted to just stick his fingers in my pussy. And his brother was sitting right there. And I was like, okay. And his brother... I figured, why did not him? The man, the poor man in prison. I mean, it ain't like I was giving him none or nothing.
Right.
So he just stuck his fingers in there and was like, you know, tasting the juices from my pussy. That was it.
Now, I got something to say about that one.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
And that's what that man ever going to see. That's what he's going to say to you. If he ever find out, and he ever find out what you did. Wow.
No, I was going to say something. The brother, I guess, is scared of him. He was scared of him because, you know, he was like this big time, I don't know, dude.
He wasn't too scared. Like he wasn't too scared.
I told him we wasn't like that because we wasn't. I wasn't his woman. It wasn't like that.
But he definitely didn't want his brother to know.
He didn't want his brother to know that we slept together. So he was going to say no.
I said, pussy give a man courage. Any other circumstance. Okay, now pussy, fuck him. Fuck him. After it was over, He came back. Then he came back to, oh shit, my brother gonna beat my ass. But before then, yeah, he wasn't dead. And the thing, if for that story, we gotta give you one. That was a Jerry Springer moment.
Yeah,
right,
that
butter.
Was one
we
of
on
them.
Butter. Now, where's Butter at?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I don't have a story.
You almost made me cuss at you. Now, here you were trying to take advantage of Prissy, girl, and you talking about you ain't got no story. How you gonna get the second mate?
Okay, look. I mean, the craziest story I have is kind of like it's kind of like, oh my God! So I really don't want to say it.
Well, what?
But it ain't
okay. Look. It wasn't my fault. I want to say this before the whole situation. Before I tell you the whole situation, it was not my fault.
Don't bullshit me.
Okay, I was in the shower, and I had just got out the shower, and still had the towel wrapped around me, and my doorbell knocked. Somebody knocked on my door. It's a guy I'm talking to. I get him when before I can say hi, how you doing? He pushes me up, puts me on the couch, and starts giving me head. He starts giving me face.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
So he starts giving me face, and he moaning and groaning and everything, and I'm sitting here like, oh, my gosh, I'm feeling so bad because I'm on my period.
Oh,
wow.
Well,
for y'all that didn't hear that.
Okay, all right. I bet you didn't stop his ass though.
I mean, honestly, I tried to. He was like going to town. He was moaning and groaning and everything. It was like, he was drunk or something.
What'd you do? You did the two pushes off. Oh, okay, stop. Okay, never mind.
though. I was like, you gotta stop. I tried to lock my legs. He was a muscular guy.
Man, them legs didn't lock too much.
Baby, I got some thighs on me. I'm trying to tell you, I tried to lock my legs.
You didn't lock too hard, dude, because I'm finished. You finished this job. You got this red with
me. I mean, you can't, I mean, after a certain time, you can't handle it, you know, but.
As soon as I came up and seen all that red.
Oh, so you just lost your motherfucking mind.
I mean, I just got out the shower, so he was probably good, but, you know, I could not believe it. I was just like, oh, my gosh. So that's, like, the wildest shit.
Okay, that was some wild shit. You need your ass whooped for that bottle. You need your ass
whooped
for that.
I want to know, did
you
kiss?
Hell no.
Did you kiss some butter?
Hell no.
You ain't shit, butter. You ain't shit. All right, Wick, give me a story, man. We need a wild one. What happened? Give me something. Sound like he eating now. Wick, what you doing? Wick?
I'll use small words so that you'll be sure to understand, you warthog faced buffoon.
Hell no. That's some shit my mother would say.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Wick, you said it was my.
I'm still here, man. What's good?
All right, I need a story, man. I need a story. Give me one of these wild escapades of yours.
My wildest one, man. I was over there hitting the motherfucking bra from the back, man. You know what I'm saying? So I tried the dookie shoot. You know what I'm saying? Well, when I was hitting the bitch in dookie shoot, she did a fart and it was shit. You know what I'm saying? It threw me off from the It threw me off from
you son of a bitch.
You know, it just threw me off, man.
You think? Oh, man, you just killed a hole, man. Well, I don't want to.
Hey, you ever think that, you know how you hitting it from the pussy, you know, you get that look. You know, you think that's a good thing. Nah, not from Dookie. Nah, you hit it.
So in other words, you were just covered in
shit.
Pretty much.
Oh, boy. God,
What did she do? Did she get up or say anything or what? Was she?
Yeah, she moved like, I was like, no, stop moving. Now you're getting it on my sheet, man. Huh? You moved too much.
What did you say?
Oh, fuck.
Fuck me.
Fuck you.
Fuck me?
No, fuck you. Fuck yeah. Fuck it. Listen to me, you fuck.
I said it was old fuck. Then, you know, you start moving. Now you're putting it on the sheets. No, don't move. Stay right here.
I'm speechless behind that one, dog.
Me too.
I got speechless behind that one. Behind that story, dog.
You ain't no player.
Oh, man, that was horrible, man.
Shit. Wait, my fault.
Hey, Wick.
What up, though?
Hey,
Wick. What up, though?
You fucking brought this on yourself, man. Put this on yourself.
Nasty ass, trifling ass.
Oh, man, that was horrible, man.
Taz, we want to know about your Jerry Springer moment.
Name it, though.
My Jerry Springer moment, let's see. I really don't know where to start at.
You got that many, huh?
I've had my fair share. Now, I don't know, what you want to hear, the most wildest or the most erotic, which one?
Whatever, which one you think is good.
I don't know, man. Oh, you know, I had one I think this is more sexual than anything. It was just unbelievable. I've never had two squirters in the bed at the same time. Well, this one particular time, I had these two females, and both of them were squirters. And
What does that mean? I don't know what a squirt is, baby? No, I don't. What does that mean?
You want me to tell you?
No, go ahead and tell the cast.
Go ahead, man. Tell me. Okay, I'm trying to. The squirt is the ones like when you have a sex, and it just gushes out. I mean, it looks like you're pissing on yourself. It's just screaming out. I mean, it's coming out in shots. Like, I mean, it's just explosive.
Okay.
I mean, there's some stuff in the movies they just can't teach you. But now, once again, me and Father Time is here, and we're willing to help anybody. No, but seriously, y'all, I have
something to tell you guys.
What's that?
I acted out a fantasy.
What was that?
Well, it was my boyfriend at the time, and I had him come over, and I was in the bed, laid over with my butt up in the air, and he just gave it to me and left.
Did he break in? Did he break in? Was y'all break out the robbers?
No. I had the door was open.
He just came in and
took it from the back and left. I didn't look at him. I didn't see his face.
So you never got
right
to look at the guy.
Sorry, y'all.
It could have been a neighbor. You ain't looking at
his right.
Sister.
He could have sent his best friend over there.
Right. So
no.
I could have slid in that. Me and Father Todd could have just slid in that. And oh my God, you never knew.
No.
When you playing that game again? Nothing. Never mind. Don't worry about that.
Oh, I heard you. When am I playing that game again? Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Now, you know you got to get on sincity.spruce.com, right? We need your page up there, Miss Prissy. We need your page up there, sincity.spruce.com.
I registered.
Oh, you did? That's what's up. Sweetness, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Nah, come on now. Other than baby daddy.
For real, I don't have any.
We want to know five times. Y'all done heard our story.
Don't bullshit.
We want to know five times.
Right. He got away with not saying shit, ain't it?
Right.
They want to hear one of your wild ones.
All right, I can do that. Actually, I was going to go on Jerry Springer.
And who were you?
Hey, man. I'm going to give y'all the story. All right, me and my roommate.
Oh, shit, he done locked the door. He better get comfortable, y'all.
Oh, listen, man.
Locked the door. He got the Vaseline right here. Go ahead, dog.
Me and my roommate was dating these two sisters at the time, right? So he called Jerry Springer and came up with a story for them, right? So the plan was for us to go on the show. And me and him, you know, we're going to act like, you know, we love these girls and all of this. And then they were going to tell Jerry that they didn't want us anymore, that they wanted to be together sexually. You know what I mean? Blood sisters now. I mean, they got the same mom and daddy sisters.
Mm.
So the people from Jerry Springer, man, dude, they called us for like 2 weeks, acting as well as we going to come on the show. I was like, fuck it, I'll do it. My boy was like, shit, I'll do it. But, you know, they chickened out. They got scared. So we didn't go. And that's my Jerry Springer moment.
Did that happen right there? You know what? I got something for your ass. I got Jerry Springer moment with Father Time. You remember Sugar?
Yeah, I remember Sugar.
Yeah.
What about
now,
it?
For y'all that don't know. Huh?
What about it?
Now, for y'all that don't know, Sugar was this freak back in the day. Big old freak. Big old freak. So, this one particular night, we all said we going to do some old slick shit. We going to do some slick shit. So, my boy, he picked Sugar up. He pick up. So, he my boy act like he had to make a run. So, he drop off to me. I take in the room. We, you know, I bust her down real good. Put her back in the car with my guy. My guy, he takes him over there, him and Father Time. But I guess they decide to start playing strip poker. Nah, I don't know. I mean, Father Time, you can jump in anytime you want to, because I'm pretty sure you remember this story.
I plead the fifth, man, but go ahead.
Okay, well, since he pleads the fifth, I'm going to tell him. Now, word is, Father Time got a naked. And now my man say he left the room for a second. He left the room, let Father Time do what he gonna do. And from my understanding, the girl let out a real loud yell. A scream, if you will. Well, unbeknownst to Father Time, he didn't hit the wrong hole. Now, after he didn't hit the wrong hole, she said I don't understand how men do that.
I don't understand how you guys can do that, how you can accidentally hit the wrong hole.
Right,
one
now,
is
now,
way
I'm
up in the butt,
no,
and
no,
then
no,
the
no.
other one, I don't
now,
understand
now,
that.
Okay, well, I'm going to break it down for you. Now, normally if you're pounding at a fast pace, and that again, y'all, it might slip out. Now, in the process of it slipping out, you moving up, I'm moving down, so you might have hyped that ass up a little bit farther than what it normally would be. So, wow, there go that hit.
Well.
I mean, all y'all got to do is shake it off. Because
he is there, he's like, fuck, shit, it's too late.
I'll say be a big girl and shake it off. Now, I'll be, okay, well, now let me ask. Let me ask the lady. Janine, what happens when he hits the hole, when he hits that wrong hole?
And you shake it off. You keep going.
There you go. Shit, he hit that wrong hole. What you do?
I think the wrong one.
Okay, Abada, he hit that wrong hole. What you do? You know what? Ain't nobody butter on a.
Hello. Hello. I'm sorry. I had to put my baby in check. Now, what did you just say?
I said when he hit that wrong hole by accident, what do you do?
It's over with. It's over with. I lose all. I lose all desire to do it. I don't want to be touched.
Well, I'll tell you what, just lay down. Sweetness.
Yep, surely is. Yeah, I got
that. As long as I get mine, sweetness. He hit that hole by mistake. Well, what do you do?
What do I do if he hits the wrong hole?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was just the heat of the moment.
I mean, I'm not going to stop.
Just
put it
on,
in
right?
The right one. Put it in the right
one. Go. Okay. Now, wait, when he hit that wrong hole, what do?
Hey, like you didn't do it at first. Keep going on. You keep going and going. And then, hey, when she be like, oh, that's wrong. Okay, my fault. My bad.
Whoa.
Let me
here,
put it back down.
Here.
My bad.
Rephrase
my bad.
Your question, man. Stop talking. Oh, my God, man. Rephrase your question, dog. He didn't hear you.
Oh,
he didn't hear you.
I said, you keep going, and then you wait for him to be like, that's the wrong hole. You know what I'm saying? You like, hey, fuck it. Shit. God damn, girl, you just.
Wick, I got to put you on mute, dog. I got to put you on mute because you didn't hear the question, dog. You didn't hear the question. So be quiet for a minute and listen to the question. Okay, man, repeat the question, dog.
Oh, he being funny, man. Oh, he being funny. Okay. He being funny, okay.
You know you my big brother, dog. You know I love you,
definitely. Yeah, fuck you and the horse you rode in. You know what I'm saying? I hope you get kicked by a one-legged dog tomorrow. God, motherfucker, how about that? Get your ass hit by a parked-ass car. How about that one, motherfucker? I can't stand your ass right now, you funny guy. Oh, you want to be clear, huh? You Charlie Buckley, motherfucker.
Dirty.
I got you, Charlie. All right, we're going to make a lap. Fuck you. Put me on mute. Fuck you. That's what I'm not. I love Sin City, but that nigga Cass, I'm going to fuck his ass up. I'm going to take the contract. How about that, nigga? I'm going to go ahead and toss the goddamn money worm. I'm going to take that contract.
Oh, my
fuck
God.
You, nigga.
Hey, dog. No, you was just going on,
you,
too, dog.
Fuck you, too, man.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you,
baby. Well,
what
you
do is you just go and let it be.
Oh, baby.
Oh, dog.
Oh, baby.
Oh, man. You gotta listen, man. You gotta listen.
And once again, I had y'all motherfuckers for friends for 30-something years. Fuck y'all.
All right, man. You know
friends
I mean,
like you
man.
Don't need enemies, you bastard.
It's okay. It's gonna be okay.
Hey man, why you get mad at me, man? I ain't say it.
Fuck that. You was with him. Like what you said yesterday. You get my association, motherfucker. Fuck you.
Wow.
Dude,
that's
why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Bitch! I'm gonna get you back. It might not be this year, it might not be next year, but I'm gonna get you two sons of bitches back. One of these anniversaries, y'all got one for y'all.
It's city, dog. Dog.
Y'all,
hey,
y'all better
city,
watch out every anniversary.
We like to have
y'all
fun. We like to make jokes, fool around, things of that nature, and have a good time.
Y'all got an anniversary coming up. Y'all got an anniversary coming up. I'm gonna get one of y'all too. One of these anniversaries coming up. So y'all remember, Sin City got an anniversary coming up. Y'all make sure y'all be there.
All right, man. All right, we coming down to the end of the show, y'all. So y'all know how we do. Candy Gang, last word.
You said Candy.
Yeah, Candy.
Oh, okay. Nice show. I'll see y'all next Tuesday.
Outstanding. Y'all ain't get in the chat room? Get in the chat room, Candy?
My internet ain't hooked up until Sunday.
Oh, okay. Today, you got your last words?
Great show. It was hilarious.
I see Janine already in the chat room. That's what's up.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
Buddy, any last words?
I enjoyed myself tonight. I will be ready on Tuesday. Nice to meet you, Miss Prissy.
Nice to meet you, too.
Slick ass bottom.
Sweetness, you got any last words?
Much love to Sin City. Ladies, it's always a joy to be on here with y'all. Fuck you and Cass.
Dude,
he
said sweetness.
Oh, my bad. I thought...
You son of a motherless goat!
Hey, you know what he got on his mind.
She.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Sweet, did you get your last word?
That was a good show.
All right. Prissy girl. Got any last words for us?
Great show. First time.
You getting in the chat room?
I'm in the chat room.
Oh, you go, girl. All right, Wick. You got the last word, dog.
You say well now.
Wick, so you then. Now you got the last word.
Man, fuck you and Father Time. Much love to Sin City. Ladies, again, much love to y'all. That's right.
You despise me, don't you?
Oh, man.
Y'all make sure y'all hit the website tonight, you know what I'm saying? Be there for the anniversaries coming up. What is it, 15, fellas?
Actually, it's the 18.
18? Make sure they there, yes, you know, sir. Y'all be there. You know what I'm saying? And Sin City always rocking.
You ain't no player. Shit.
Hey, this goes out. This goes out for my boy Wick. Dog, I ain't mad at you, man. I got no love, number love for you.
Oh, little tank, 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 out of bitch.
I'm sorry she shitted on you. I'm sorry you. You told
like
you
he got shit on him. Hey, man. Sin City Dot Spruce, man. Hit the chat room. We in here, man. Let's have some fun.
SinCity.Spruce.com, y'all. We out. Peace, love, and head grease. Same time next Tuesday. Everybody hit up the chat room. Tell your friends.